Hello, this is 3CR, just doing a little interview in front of the Supreme Court of Victoria. The case for today isn't quite finished, but we've got the main plaintiff of the class action standing right here.
Yeah, so my name is Barry Barrett. I'm a community leader, social youth worker. I'm the lead plaintiff for the public housing court case against Homes Victoria. Today we're just here for the documents to reinformed and telling us, say, are we able to go ahead to full trial, and hopefully it goes well.
Yeah.
So
what gave you the strength? What gave you the motivation?
I think the community just had enough and just thought better to just come take one lead kind of thing. Couldn't have done it without the community. The community have very much supportive in this. And without the community, yeah, just kept motivating me to continue doing that kind of thing. As I said, I've said that people have been living in public housing for almost 30 years, 32 years, you know, kind of thing, and it's really a shock for them. So it's very important that we all come together and have a voice and, you know, say what we want to say and just reject it, so yeah.
So what does it give you, having that community in that place?
It gives you hope. Gives you joy, gives you, you know, community-based moral kind of thing. We've got like neighbors, we've got elderly, we've got young people, we've got like, you know, single mothers kind of thing. We all support each other in a different way. Not just in emergency reasons, but also in community engagement, events, gatherings, and all that kind of stuff. So we're very, very, I'm very lucky to, and then some of the community members, they know me since I was a kid kind of thing. And I've grown up, it's like, like, you became a man, kind of thing. So it's like for them, it's like a, you know, a supportive area.
It's your whole life.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. I said this time is very hard to find housing, kind of thing. Make sure you guys support each other, and you know, and hopefully we can continue on the fight. So yeah, thank you.
And your trust the government, public. This one out of trust. Because I see they together, the lawyer, when I sit down, looking, one community, one public, community do very, very strong together because they want sit down.
Yep.
They together talk in the public very good because they solve, because they just talk about feeling, talk about happen, true. But in there, they liar. They say why, the reason. You give me see the reason. But they just talk around, not see the reason. The building, the fixed already, 100% already. Why you still send the letter?
Yeah.
That's why they liar.
So there's nothing wrong with the building?
Exactly. Why they have to move?
I'll tell you something. After they said Holland Court will look down, then several days, the people come to upgrade the building. For what? They are already
many years ago, the government at the time renovated all the buildings. And all was fine and well after they renovated the building. But now they're requesting us to move out of those buildings, yet we still see people being sent to those buildings for renovation whilst they're trying to kick us out at the same time. All we can do now is to speak up, raise our voice, and hope that the judge will understand our circumstance, that's just our situation. And I would like to share a few words to you, the journalist, about the harm that the government could be causing. The government have said that they would demolish the existing building and rebuild bigger building with 3 times the amount of resident the current building can hold. And to that statement, I have a few questions back at the government. My first question is, does the government understand the current traffic situation in Flemington, how packed and congested it is? And every morning and every afternoon, commuters going to and from work that have to pass Flemington have to add at least 30 minutes into their commute. And currently, there's not enough parking space in Flemington. It has reached full capacity and people have now resorted to illegal parking. And nearby, the Royal Melbourne Hospital is currently unable to accommodate the large amount of people needing to come into the ER.
Emergency.
And each week, at least, there will be three nights out of the whole week that we would see ambulance come rushing through the Flemington area. And so that's an issue in terms of our medical and healthcare needs, and have the government address those. And my next question is the amount of schools and childcare service currently in that area, are they ready to accommodate three times the amount of residents that will be coming in the future? And I fear that with the increased amount of residents coming in the future, three times the current population, that means even more traffic congestion and more increased risk of traffic accidents.
And for you, do you have any idea if they knock the building down, where you would go?
Ever since the government passed this decision to tear down these buildings, it has created a sense of crisis amongst all residents. We're in a state of panic, unsure of what our future would hold, where would we go, what about our employment, our jobs, and what can we do, or where can we go in the future? No one is and if people are being relocated way farther away than where they are currently living, they would lose their current employment in their local area and become unemployed and once again dependent on government support payment. Finally, my last comment is this decision to demolish the building. The way that the government is trying to evade its responsibility to look after its residents and just creating like another problem altogether. And it's just creating more additional problem for society and creating additional burden for society and resident and citizen at large. And the comments and the things I mentioned previously not only affects the people living in the towers, but also other residents in the Flemington area, locally and wider as well.
Yeah. That's nice. I mean, you're thinking about the whole community.
Of course, the people that will be most affected are the residents in the towers at the moment, but the blast radius of this effect is way further than we could imagine. It can affect the outer community as well. And also because not only are they demolishing the towers, but they're handing it off to private developers to create new buildings with units that will be sold privately as well. And causing the disparity between the poor and the rich for even greater. The poor become poorer, the rich become richer. And only developers are pocketing the profits. And ever since the decision has been passed, for this past year, many people have a decline in terms of their mental health. And people who have previously have not that many illness and disease are now ridden with many worries and illness and affects their mental health. Speaking of mental health, there's many nights where I would go to sleep, but I'll have dreams of people barging into my home, like taking me, like trying to take me out from my home, and I would wake up from that night. And I would remain sleepless for the rest of the
night. So it's a health issue. Right now.
Now a lot of people, very scared, very lost out.
And many of us are now having to resort to sleep medication as well, to sleep, because the whole day we keep worrying, thinking about these things. And it even affects our work, that we can't even like do our work properly, and affects our whole lives. And Homes Victoria has been a very pushing more and more people to move out of the towers, causing the towers to become even more and more empty, causing the remaining residents feel even more alone and like in a state of worry and panic.
Over half already left. Over half. In the building, over half too.
Which building?
12 Holland Court. They push a lot.
been put so low.
Yeah. What brought you down here today? Why is it important to you to be at the Supreme Court for this hearing?
Because this is a very important issue for the state of Victoria.
Yep.
And I have become, been thrown into the fray as a public housing resident and the capacity to organise. So I'm taking on that leadership role. Not that I'd really want to do it, but I don't see there's many other. And there's some great people involved with the opposition to the demolitions of the towers.
Yep.
And so why have I come down here? Because I'd want to. I'm part of the fight. This is landmark occasion right now.
Yep.
I grew up in the 90s when they privatised a lot of public assets and stuff like that, and then I found that things got worse.
Yep.
And I think this is a deeper continuation of that sort of policy where they're taking the stuff that belongs to the people of society.
Yep.
And they're giving it to the hands of a few. Not to mention the communities that are going to be spread to the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to be pushed out to the outer suburbs? I mean, when you're a low socioeconomic kind of person, then you really rely on your community to be that extra sort of buffer for you, that security,
yep.
That insurance for yourself. Because, you know, when things go wrong, you can't just pay your way out of it.
That's right.
Really, you're relying on the relationships of the people around you to help you through.
Hard
times sometimes.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's say they get the documents.
Mm-hmm.
We hope.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen from here?
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a cynic sometimes, but I suspect that they don't want to show us the documents because the documents won't really put a case forward to say this is a solid decision to make.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't want to show us. And if they do show us, we're just going to be saying, hey, look, see, we told you didn't do due process.
Yeah, that's right. And it would support the very reasons you said at the beginning.
Yeah, about keeping the community together. And we're going to lose out in many different ways.
Yeah.
And even the demolition of the one tower is going to be like $20 million.
Mm.
Right? And that breaks down to like, $600,000? Anyway, it's a lot cheaper to refab.
Yeah, that's right.
Heaps cheaper. Yeah. And you get to keep the communities together.
Yeah.
We are one, but we are money. We are Australian.